For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only three-in-one podcast.
On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
The year, 2020. The show, Taylor Merrick Podcast. Your host, Taylor Merrick, coming back at you with another episode in my, annual installment series show thing. I'm kidding. But it's been a while. Let's just say it's been a while. I wasn't necessarily planning on taking all of 2019 off, but I guess it just turned out that way. You see, a number of things happened last year that I probably won't be able to cover in this episode. Maybe unpack as time goes along, depending on how I feel. The show, I don't know. It's taken me a number of years of doing this show, of doing other shows, of live streaming, doing video content, blogging, handful of companies that I've run over the years since I first started this show to, I don't know, kind of get to the point now where I feel I get it. So this show is going to be changing again. I think I'm going to keep the intro. I like the intro as it is. We're not covering finances, business, and technology anymore. We're covering, I don't know, maybe like a documentary of my life, or maybe me just sharing something with you that I found helpful to me that I feel could be of value to you, the listener. I know a lot of you have been longtime listeners way back until 2006. I know some of you are more recent, and some of you are brand spanking new. So if you're brand spanking new, welcome. You are about the babe in the eyes of the length of time that this show has been around. The show started all the way back in 2006. So we've been at it, well, mainly me, for a number of years. And if you're listening to past episodes, you're probably wondering why in the world the show has changed over the years. It started out as a show where I just wanted to share my thoughts on the three most interesting topics that I had at the time that were of interest to me, mainly finances, business, and technology. And to the best of my ability, I shared books with y'all. I brought on guests with expertise in a certain area. I had a conversation and tried my best to provide you with value. And that's really been my overarching goal over the length of time that I've actually had the show, is to provide value. And over the years, it's changed. The more recent episodes have had my wife, Jane, in them because, of course, I'm married now. At this point right now that I'm recording this on March 3rd, I have a daughter who is almost a year and a half now. Give it about a month. And a son who is on the way will be due in May. So we've come a long ways. But I wanted to include my wife as much as possible in some posts and episodes. Maybe she'll be making an appearance here or there from time to time. It really depends on her schedule and how she feels sharing things or depending on what she's up to. She's not really a outgoing person. Neither am I. I don't know. It's weird. I started out as not outgoing at all in the least. I was super shy growing up. Just kind of something I've had to work through, and I'm still working through it, and I'm still not outgoing. I mean, you're gonna what you're hearing right now is me doing a persona that I've perfected over many, 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 many years. Case in point, listen to the beginning episodes, episode 1, episode 2, to really get
a glimpse into how I actually started the show, how it's progressed along the ways, but wanted to share something important today that was of value to me. I've been listening to some inspiring stories from people. Being that it's 2020, a new decade is upon us, a new decade is beginning. It's a great time if you've really been holding off on wanting to do something that matters to you. Go ahead and do it. But please, by all means, if you're listening to this at any time in the future and it's not the beginning of the decade or it's not the beginning of the year, it's a great indicator to start. It helps you keep track of things. But if you don't have an end goal in mind and you're really not, you're just wishy-washy about the whole entire thing, you know, making a decision about it is practically impossible at this point. But go ahead and make that decision. For some people, when they have had time to really find what they want to do in life, and they've had time to sit down and think about it and then plan out when would be the best time to do it, and then just do it. Yeah, I know Nike just stole that term. We're not sponsored by them, by the way, but just do it. And for some of us, like me, it's almost like an inner voice, like a gut feeling, like enough's enough. Like some people call it a light bulb moment. Some people call it a aha moment. Some people call it the gotcha moment, or whatever else you might want to call it. But that seems to be how it is, at least for me. For those of you who don't know, and I haven't been really public about it, I've actually been running a company called Steadfast Social Media since 2019. I rebranded the beginning of the year, really didn't do anything, didn't do much about it, and then in like August, September of last year, it exploded. It actually like came onto the scene with the product offering that I offered. It hit it off really well with the client market initially. I've been learning a lot of things from there, but it seemed to be like the first business that I made that actually stuck. I've been doing social media, this is about just as long as I've been doing the show. I'm quite familiar with everything that's going on. Yes, I know who Gary Vee is. Yes, I know who Seth Godin is. Yes, I know who Jay Baer is. Yes, I know who Paul Colligan is. I know plenty of people. And either I'm friends with them personally, or I'm very familiar with their work. I'm recording in my mobile studio, by the way, because I decided I wanted to change some things up. And sitting in the studio that I have currently available to me at my home is kind of problematic for when it comes to recording a show. Case in point, a almost year and a half old daughter who likes to squeal and make noise, and I don't really have a way of being able to block out or shut up that noise. I don't have a room I can go into, and it's kind of, my studio's out in the middle of everywhere, so the only time I can do any recording is in the evening. And in the evening hours, that's when I'm doing the latest in tech news, my other podcast that I have ongoing at this point, of which the latest in tech news has finally been the show that I've been hoping to kick off this entire time that's doing really well. So, yeah, if you've been hesitant about it, you have that gut feeling telling you, do it. I'd almost just say do it. Go for it. I mean, this takes me back to when I was in the Junior Achievement Business Challenge. Oh, man, this was back when I was in my teens, when I was first starting to get a taste of the internet, kind of coming out of the ending of my high school years and graduating. I had made connections with people for the Junior Achievement Business Challenge. Junior Achievement is a program that promotes financial literacy and entrepreneurship to kids in public schools from like probably first grade all the way up until middle school, and probably some high school programs as well. But really trying to narrow in on teaching financial literacy, making sure people understand how money works and how business operates and how to run a business and how to be a successful business person, if that's what you want to do. It's a shame that we have to do all these other programs to bring them in, but that's beside the point. But I went to a show, Junior Achievement Business Challenge, and there I was thrown in front of a competition between groups of people, of which me and my sister were on one group, and we had a coach with us to help us along called Titan. And the Titan was a R&D type model where we could kind of prototype a widget and then release it to the market. And depending on the variables of the market, the variables of the audience, the variables of production and distribution, all these variables, you could see if you could become the most successful company who sold that widget. The widget was like some hologram-looking thing that was super cool and people were all excited about and interested about. And there's news stories that would go on, like good, bad, or otherwise, or natural disasters that would happen at random points. So it was very, much of a simulation. And I don't know, we were playing the game, and we were having a good time, and I'm thoroughly enjoying the game and all the variables that go along with it. It's like a complicated game of 4D chess, if you've ever played that game. I haven't, but it's probably the closest I can relate it to. But I went and did the challenge, and at one point in the challenge, I was looking at everything. I was looking at the market, I was looking at our competitors, I was looking at the audience, I was looking at what we were doing, and then something just clicked in my head. I looked at the dice that was on the table, and I said, this is what we need to do. And the coach looked at me, and he's like, what are you talking about? What do you need to do? No, we need to do this. You know, telling me, oh, you need to do this, that, and the other thing. And I was like, no. Seriously, let's just try this out for one time. And if it doesn't work, we'll go back to what we've been doing. It's a risk, yes. Calculated risk, but I think it would be worth it. And my sister was like, I don't know, I'm still getting used to this game. It sounds kind of fun. It makes sense. So I guess if you want to do the idea, go ahead. So I did it. Wound up with that particular round of that business simulation, capitalizing the entire market. I can't tell you exactly what I did. It's been so long since I did it that the details are foggy. But somehow, I had managed to capture the vast majority of the market that I completely squeezed all the competitors, into a situation where they were fighting over, like, 5% of the market share. And I dominated 95% of it. And I scaled up to a premium price. I filled my coffers with all the money that I could. And then I took the price and I dropped it down to the lowest possible price to make the smallest marginal profit. And then I took all of that money and dumped it into R&D. And the market just launched onto my company, bought everything. And essentially, I squeezed my competitors so hard that I could do whatever I wanted. I could command whatever percent of the market that I wanted. I had 95% to my name. They stayed with it. I could charge the highest price, the lowest price. I could have the worst product on the market. I could have the best product on the market. They came. They bought. The audience, the market was eating out of my hand. And we ended that round. And the judges looked at it and they went, how in the world did you do that? And I said, I don't know. Gut feeling. Something clicked. Like, I was looking at the pieces on the board and it just made sense. And that's kind of a message that I want to be sharing in this episode. Just do it. If you feel like everything is lined up right, everything makes sense, if you take this risk, yes, it's a risk. Yes, it's calculated, but it has the best chance of working. Just want to encourage you, go ahead and do it. Let me know if you're struggling to make a decision. I don't know. I seem to gravitate towards a lot of business-type content, entrepreneurship, tech news stuff, a little bit of finance here and there, not so much anymore, but hey, I'm here to answer your questions. So if you do have a question, if you just want to chat, feel free to do so. I'm on Twitter at Taylor Merrick, or you could just do it on the podcast here, taylormerrick.com, or you could send me a message on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Taylor Merrick Podcast. I'd be happy to chat, but just my thoughts for today. Hope you guys are having a great day, a great week here in March, here where I'm living. We're looking at above average temperatures and some nice, warm, hopefully spring weather to be coming forthwith. But with that, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.